genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Now everyone's got stories to tell.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, it's hard to believe, but it's Tuesday again, but I got another great show filled with sparkling new tunes from Top, Cam Fraser, and Van Camp. Out in Saskatchewan, we got a great track from Lee Strymer. Over there, let's also spin something from Mauro Chiquillo. You'll hear some beautiful music from Jasmine Wright, and check out a brand new single from Full Throttle. So coming up later on, let's find out about a farmer trying to make the press steer clear. But for right now, let's spin two tracks from our UK friends Amity and Adam Wed. Don't go away, we got all that and more right here in Coasting, where we used to think radios had antenna, but then we realized that's just a stereotype.
Here we go again. hands of the so-called martyrs, blood on the teeth of the self-named saints, blood on the tongues of the ones who worship, spinning a god out of hatred and faith, blood on the lips of the ones who drink it, blood in the glass of what they call wine, blood on the chins of the ones who preach it, calling it truth, but there's blood on their minds. And now deceitful blood on the brows of corrupted fame, smearing the blood onto other people to make out that you are somehow not to blame. Blood on the walls of the mocked up border, blood on the floors and the prison bars, blood on the streets and blood in the water, feasting on flesh while the rest of us starve. The war path with bright white robes stained red, cause they just can't settle for peace, although you're down on your knees with your hair shaved off crying mercy please. But what's done is done, now there's nowhere to run, but they still watch brainwashed, closed minds numb, they hope blood on their doors, they'll be spared what they caused, but they're still the wrong side of the gun, and they're wearing white to the murder, cause it won't dare to stay, not they, but when the bleach does work on the best white shirt, it's out down sport. Disobey.
Well, thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fay from their album Future Perfect Present Tense. Well, our UK friend Amity just sent me White to the Murder, and it's a politically charged, piano-driven alt-pop track released just a couple weeks ago. They use stark lyricism to call out hypocrisy and the targeting of marginalized groups. The 18-year-old rising star has been critically praised as brutally honest, gutsy, and one to watch, with reviewers calling him an artist for our time. And before that, London-based Adam Wed's Here We Go Again is a new single serving as the first offering from his upcoming debut album due out in September. Wed is a singer-songwriter and producer from Southwest London, blending alt-folk with catchy pop elements. Here's Alex LeBlanc's new single, Fais Comme Si Tu Allais Bien. It's the first excerpt from his upcoming EP, Malhabillé Revolt, scheduled for later this month.
t'appelle, mais pour moi, il est trop tard. Oh, minuit, je suis parti sur une chire, et tout ce que je trouve à dire, c'est ne pense plus à moi. Perdu, toi. Heureusement que tu te défends bien avec ta voix. Chante, chante encore plus fort que l'éclat de mon arme. Et ne pense plus à moi.
Jonathan Whitford.
They say it is a tale. They tell you how to go down to the bricks of my life in the garden I lay, washed away
for your ears, a new single by alt psych project Lazy Chains, released as part of the album The Laboratory. Lazy Chains is an independent music project based in Greater Sudbury, offering a blend of alternative and ambient sounds. And prior to that, Fait Comme Si Tout Allait Bien is an April single by Montreal bassist, composer, and songwriter Alex LeBlanc that marks a stylistic shift. While his earlier francophone albums lead toward folk pop, this new release moves into acoustic grunge with 90s romantic rock, drawing comparisons to Elliott Smith in tone and intimacy. No Moment Ordinary is a dreamy romantic song about seizing the day and how every moment is both a memory and a goal. Here's Lee Strymer's latest on coasting.
I am here, the spirit of this song. I've been waiting all this time. How you spend it all day and night long, man, that's part of the crime. Art and guitar, tattoos, the moon and scars, they're here to show the truth that you live and learn. That this time is your turn, just follow it through. No moment ordinary. Yeah, man, make it count. Walk into the room, it's turning all eyes on you. That's what it's about. Yes, some of you are broken now, at least that's what they say. How they justify and use all that time to no moment too early, no moment too late, no moment. It's turning all eyes on you. That's where I'm at.
Jonathan Whitford.
Caps are hanging on the hooks. Coats are dirty at the cuffs. The smell of dirt permeates all the things that never left. I grew up bored and restless, dreaming of another life with a dad who wore a navy suit, penny loafers and a tie. But I've been barely treading water over 10 long years in Toronto, a puppet in a puppet show, losing faith in tomorrow. Thank you.
smelling carrigana blossoms, so sweet this time of year.
Well, Saskatchewan via BC roots singer-songwriter Maura Chiquillo just dropped a new EP called Bread in My Bones. She says, I picture these songs being played at a prairie kitchen party. Someone plays an old guitar and everyone hears the stories within the songs. And had that independent Saskatchewan singer-songwriter Lee Strimer just sent me his latest single, No Moment Ordinary. Lee's love for melody started at a young age, and his curiosity soon turned into passion for performing, and with the support of his number one fan, his father, he continued to pursue his dreams. Well, The Pearls and the Sidecars are part of Golden Harmony Records that includes several retro-styled groups reviving late 50s, early 60s doo-wop and rock and roll.
One little dance. One little dance.
My heart was broken long before you. Crushed were my dreams. All were gone. I had given up on romance. There's no hope for me.
Around that crowded dance hall alone.
Everyone knew me and I knew them too. No one wanted to dance with me. My lonely heart felt tired and blue.
One little dance with you.
Blue, blue, blue.
One little dance with you.
One little
dance. Just one little dance will do.
Could make me smile again.
Beside me smiling.
And shyly said, would you like to dance?
The band was playing something gentle.
And I danced so close to you.
I thought that love had passed me by. Just a memory from long ago. But one sweet dance, one tender smile was all it took for love to grow.
So One Little Dance by The Pearls and the Sidecars is a newly released vintage rock and roll styled single presented as a nostalgic late 50s dance hall story. The Raymond Alberta Rockers just dropped a full-length called One Little Dance, where each track is a recollection of life's little moments, the ones that are meant to stay with us. Well, time for a quick break. We'll stay with us. When we're back, I've got a story about someone who's hoping people steer clear of his beautiful bovines. And until then, here's a new track from Toronto's Cam Fraser. Disorder is a dark, narrative-driven folk track built around Fraser's raw vocal delivery and sharply drawn character sketches.
You never break a sweat, but you know you should.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. While a fed-up UK farmer has pledged to breed uglier cows to curb the relentless tide of influencers lining up to snap selfies and harass his Highland cattle. Alex Birch from Derbyshire told the BBC he's observed gawkers flocking to his farm to film his animals, which are known as floofy, due to their thick, shaggy fur. But the people don't go away, so I need to remove what's attracting them to the cattle. He says, my cows don't get any peace, and tourists are a liability if they're injured. The cattleman has decided to remove his cows' good looks by crossing them with a white-red shorthorn that are not photogenic and don't have horns. He said breeding out the beauty will take about 6 years. Well, here's another beautiful place called Coquihalla. I'm not sure if there are any Highland cattle there. Let's find out firsthand from Angela Begin on Coasting.
Kind of beauty that could stun me. Although I like to think I shine like a showgirl in this old fantasy of mine. Show me, showgirl, how come you shimmer all the time? 'Cause I'm a shy. J'étais de taverne, de bonhomme, j'avais du talent. Mais l'ambiance était pas la bonne.
J'étais de fondre et mes épaules pesaient une tonne. Une adolescente destinée à être un homme.
Le plancher collant. Le stage est tout illuminé, grosse tête à monter. Mes yeux sont pas habitués.
Le temps s'est figé, et puis est venue la finale, la vanne est lourdée.
Il y a des paillettes plein la salle, le bain.
Well, Shy Girl is the opening track of April Lashfalt's 2026 EP No Proper Loi, released in late April. It's a bilingual folk grunge ballad about self-discovery, confidence, and stepping into one's own light. This release marks a phase of the Montrealers' exploration rooted in Western and country influences. And prior to that, Coquihalla is a new single by Montreal-based singer-songwriter Angela Begin, released as part of her rollout for her upcoming EP Messenger. Angela is a singer-songwriter, radio show host, and music educator based in Edmonton and Montreal. Well, Jasmine Wright is up next. Her new song, Chasing Two Lives, is an optimistic, energetic, and motivational track. It reflects her desire to inspire listeners to do more of what lights up your soul.
Feels like I'm chasing two lives. Just wants to stay free in the country.
Jonathan Whitford.
We got a catchy beat anyone can do. It's got an extra hit on the end of two. It's an infectious groove that sticks like glue. It's a dangerous beat that's so old it's new.
You got the clap. You got the clap. Clapping on the one and three. You got the clap. You got the clap. When you spend all night just dancing on the floor, you're gonna come home with something you never had before. You can't go home with random girls or guys, but you're gonna got the clap. Clapping on the one and three. You got the clap. You got the clap. When you spend all night just dancing on the floor, you're gonna go home with something you never had before. You can't go home with random girls or guys, but you're gonna you got the clap. You got the clap. You got the clap. You got the clap. Well, this beat sticks to you like an STD, but don't get caught clapping on the one and three.
Well, the clap is a high-energy surf rock and roll track by Vancouver duo Kitty and the Roosters, appearing on their upcoming 2026 album Get the Clap. The duo, who wear chicken and cat masks, are known for their big sound, laugh-out-loud lyrics, and ridiculously fun shows. And ahead of that, Chasing Two Lives is Jasmine Wright's second single, blending upbeat country rock with a deeply personal story about being torn between two identities, the dream-chasing musician and the rooted rural life that she loves. Wright is an Alberta country artist raised on her grandparents' farm near Holden. Well, 2024 Emerging Artist of the Year and winner of the Don Scoos Songwriting Contest, Van Camp, is up next. Let's spin Summer Song on Coasting.
Waste
Coasting, your source for great music.
You laugh at all the warm parts. I love that you don't care. You steal the covers, take my side, then call me back by my shirt right there. You're the one thing I don't wanna understand. How a quiet heart can crash like this and still land. Every time I fall, I wear you stand like it's planned. Lose gravity in your hands. You write your name on coffee lids, draw little suns on every note. You say you're scared of messing up, but you're the safest place I've known. You're the one thing I don't wanna understand. How a quiet heart can crash like this and still. Gravity in your hands. If this is just a moment, then let it never end. I'll spend the whole life learning how to be your best friend. You're the one thing I don't wanna understand. How a quiet heart can crash like this and still end. Every time I fall,
Nia Ivory tells us, I create soft pop music inspired by simple emotions and everyday moments. Her bright and sincere universe is like a suspended moment where you can just let yourself go. You'll find her new song Gravity in Your Hands on You and Me, an 11-track soft pop concept album built around small emotional moments, romantic vignettes, and everyday tenderness. And before that, Van Camp is the alt folk project of Peterborough artist Calvin Bacalar. His sound blends earnest alt folk, acoustic warmth, and hook-driven songwriting, often balancing quiet vulnerability with full band lilt. He just dropped his new single, Summer Song, out May 1st. Well, over her three-decade career, Sarah McLachlan has sold more than 40 million albums worldwide and earned 3 Grammy Awards and 12 Juno Awards. Let's hear a sneak peek from her new record called All This Disaster, from Coasting. 3-time Grammy Award winner, one of popular music's most beautiful voices, Sarah McLachlan released her new single, All This Disaster, ahead of her critically acclaimed album, Better Broken, which was out last fall. After the break, let's find out about someone putting the resurrection in Alien Resurrection. And to get us there, let's spin I Stalk You Every Day and I'm Not Okay from the Parker Posey's new April record called Crazy Boy Crazy. They tell me, thematically, the record leans into hyper-sincere teenage melodrama, crush logic, and bedroom pop emotionality, almost like a fictional high school band making jangle pop diary entries. It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Republican Ana Paulina Luna is drawing shocking parallels between extraterrestrials and the Bible in a series